Man, oh man. Finally back after
Happy
a month.
New Year.
Happy New Year. It's 2022. You still writing it wrong?
Oh yeah, it got me fucked up. Got me in the chokehold. Yeah. Yeah. I ain't got it.
Do you write? Mm-mm. You don't write anything?
Mm-mm. Type it all up.
Yeah.
I'd be like you type with one finger.
Can I be real, even with this new job, like I have to get back used to typing, it's fucking me up. Like I ain't really had to write a type in 4 years for real. Yep. So that shit crazy.
How's it going?
It's cool. I'm ahead of schedule, like training wise. Like I think it throws him off. Like my boss, like how even though I've been out of banking for a while, I think it
picked up.
Yeah, it's a lot of this shit is like a lot of banking shit is logical. A lot of shit, period, is logical. Some people just don't have the logic. They don't know how to put two and two together. Mm-hmm. And some people just slow. You ever see that, like, even, like, training? He's like, you know, like, you got to realize people just ain't as smart as you. You know what I mean? Or
all the time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna lower my, not standards.
I'm like, why this bitch don't get it? And then you think, like,
hey, me.
She's 20 years older than me. Like, she don't, you know what I mean? So, like, when somebody go to stock the pork and beans, you don't understand why.
100%. You're 100% right.
Nigga, put it with the ketchup and you're like,
what made you do this? Like, yeah.
I pulled a dude today. I was like, just get carts. That's all I need. You get carts all day.
Really?
Today, yeah.
Right. But like,
at least you ain't fired.
You're the reason why
unemployment is high.
You're a part of the reason.
I hired 100 and probably fired 210.
Yeah, like since you've been a manager? Yeah, easily.
Yeah, easily.
Like every week you...
It's somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not calling out for stupid stuff though.
But come on. You fired a young nigga. How old was he? 19 years old?
No, he's 25.
Oh, I thought you said he was 19.
My frat brother.
But still, J5.
But he can't have it off. Why can't
he? He did it for the founders.
And I did it for the founders. We say business first.
He did it for... Now that makes it worse. So a 25-year-old nigga, mama came to you begging you for his job back. He should have caught the thug.
The thug. Did you lose respect, man, for that?
I did. That's not...
I lost respect for him. And I don't know him. Like, at 25, you should be able to handle your own business.
I told him, I said, bro, you not in school no more. So what are you calling out for Founders Day? Second, why is your mama coming to talk to me? Like, does she drop you off?
First of all, I wouldn't have talked to the mother.
I only talked to her because I thought she was a customer.
And
then she was like, yeah, my son used to work here. I'm like, oh, here we go.
So I hired I know a guy, and I hired his son. Son just graduated high school. He 18 years old. And I told the dad, once your son is hired, man, I'm done with you. Mm-hmm. I'm done talking to you. Like, I'm not discussing anything with you. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just make, because he, I don't know, the kid young, he's still very immature.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then his daddy is kind of, like, very involved. Like, he's that type of dad. And I'm like, when I cuss your son out at work and he come home and tell you, don't call me.
Yeah.
Or if I let his ass go, don't call me either. Like,
right.
I mean, he a grown man.
At some point in time, they gotta let him go.
But that was irresponsible, though. So, mother HR nobody could have that nigga back on my employee roster. That's irresponsible. And you was thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
I told him I don't want
you back here.
I said, I work for
Fight the nigga for me. That come to me 2 days before wanting a week off to Miami.
Right.
You go, don't come back.
Yeah.
I reached out to my boss, right? Well, me and my boss talked about it, and like right now, my company has this, like, you know, we're their spotlight is on turnover right now. You know what I mean? Because we need the body. So, you know, my boss did what he had to do and get him transferred. But I told my boss straight up, nigga ain't coming. I don't care what you do with him.
He ain't working here.
He ain't coming back here. Meaning this, you know, dude, cool mm-hmm. kid. Like him, but you made your decision and
right.
I made mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn right.
That's what I'm saying. Like when it comes to these companies, so I admit, companies treat employees very unfairly.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
In some aspects.
But then you have motherfuckers like the people you're talking about that make it worse on the people who are trying to fight for the things we deserve as employees. You know what I mean? So you're talking about basically employee, like, COVID has not, niggas, we've really been in COVID like over 2 years now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's gotten to a point where, like, companies are like, look, I'm tired of COVID. Fuck COVID. If you get it, you got 2 days. Like, come back. Hey, like,
24 hours.
Right. Even that shit, so you vaccinated. All right, come on, we'll put you in an office and you get quarantined here. Like, you know what I mean? And the reason why I think, for one, like, so they tired of it, and two, like I said, you got motherfuckers who really treat work like it's fun. Like, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a game. Mm-hmm. Like, they motherfuckers treat work like they need them more than you know what I mean. And some, like, a motherfucker that work at Walmart, Food Lion, Heresy, they can't treat work like that. Mm-mm. You know how many motherfuckers apply to there? Yeah. Like, you know, like, bro, when I used to work at Woolforce, bro, no cap, I used to see different cashiers every 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
At,
like,
Walmart, right?
Yeah. Different stockers every 2 weeks. Like, mm-hmm. bro, the turnover. High turnover. Like, because motherfuckers gonna work at Walmart. They know they can get a job at Walmart.
Yeah.
My brother was looking for a job. I mean, I hit both of y'all up. And I said, bro, there's plenty of places to go. Like, he finally got hired at 2 minute at truck. Shout out to Julie.
Oh, Julie.
Nah, I'm just saying. Right.
Thought Julie plugged to me.
Nah, but, like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
see him now working for Doug.
Drew probably on the do not hire list.
Do not hire list. But I'm like, bro, like, I worked at Aldi for, was it Aldi?
Lidl.
I worked at Lidl for 2 weeks. I was making like $17.50 an hour. Like, they pay their cashiers like $14. Mm-hmm. So we can go work there for a while until you know, get something better. Like, this place is hiring.
Yeah. A lot of places are hiring. Some niggas also don't want to work, bro.
They don't.
Places are hiring and are overpaying.
No, I wouldn't necessarily say overpaying. I don't know.
Some places.
They are overpaying. What? Like, you can basically almost walk in and demand your own starting rate. Well, this is the range I want to max. All right, then I'm not coming.
Bro, like, yeah. So, I was at Sheets the other day. You remember I worked at Sheets for like 2 weeks? Yeah.
No.
Now, this is before we all got cool. This is like before I started working at Woodforce. Mm-hmm. I got a job at Woodforce and stopped working there, but I was a supervisor making $10.75 an hour.
Yeah, see.
You walk in on the door now and they start supervising at 17.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, the inflation has been crazy the last few years because, like, even at Woodforce, I started at Woodforce at $11 an hour. I'm willing to bet they started probably like $15-$16 an hour now.
Got to.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
shit, they fighting for minimum wage to move. So
to 15,
people
right.
are trying to get ahead of the eight ball. You know what I mean? Because right. you got to think about it. If you are already paying a nigga $15 now, when minimum wage moved to $15, you ain't got to move it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you're paying a nigga $11 now, when minimum wage come, you got to pay a nigga 15, and also some places gonna have to move the people that are already
at
like
15.
They're gonna 17. Have to move them up to, you know, make the shit flow.
How much you paying cashiers at the lowest rate?
Higher 12,
and that's just trying to compete.
That's 12. Yeah, I give them
12. Yeah, my mom was a cashier making like $10 an hour, but she also working in Lewisburg. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying, like. I get why people don't give a fuck about work because, like, let's be real. The reason I say y'all because y'all are managers. I'm a peon at work. But what I'm saying is, like, the companies treat these they break these motherfuckers' backs for $12 an hour.
So the joke in my region is if I ever get demoted, I'm going to go work for MJ because. Out of all 18 stores, guess whose average hourly rate is the highest? Mine, because I'm paying. I got the whatever the max is at whatever position they are part time. I'm giving it to them. Like, I need people in the building. I'm not going to give them.
Yeah.
Hey, here's $10.
Now ain't the time to nickel and dime, bro. Right, you struggling?
$10. No, I can give you max at part time, and if you don't work out,
MJ, you know MJ gonna get rid of you. You got you got 7 business days to be in line.
Yeah, you got 30, and if you don't,
nah, no cap. I was, like, when I asked him for, like, to hook my brother with a job, he said, "Let him know I'd be fine." I said, "I wouldn't ask you if I would, because I want you to fire him if he fuck up."
Yeah, your brother kind of gangster. I don't need him coming back.
Not him. Nah, Ollie will shoot you, but Quazim. But honestly, like, I'm more scared of Quazim. Not me personally, but I'm more scared for Quazim to do something than Ollie. Because mm-hmm. Quazim got an anger issue.
And this coming from a man with anger issues.
Yeah.
He works.
Takes one to know one.
This motherfucker, man, he'll go off on the whole family in the house and then walk out. I said, y'all better leave.
You gotta, like, and the bad part is, like, in my region, we're all competing for the same people. So I'll offer somebody, what got me on this is I offer somebody and the next store offer them more. I got something for y'all. I'm hiring them in at the max. If you want them, you're going to have to pay over the max.
Yeah, you're going to have to go get, like, when they, like, we playing spades. You're going to have to go get that bitch. Go get it. But so, not a fee, bro. Like, they paid me the highest they could, too. Mm-hmm. Like, when he interviewed me, he was like, "How much you make?" So I'm be real with you, cuz. Like, mm-hmm. I make $17.75 an hour plus commission. Mm-hmm. I cleared $57,000 this year.
Yeah.
He was like, like, and I don't make that much now, but mm-hmm. the way my commission, because, like, you get bonuses or whatever. Y'all bonuses probably get taxed the way my commission does, 39%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got to think about it. Even I made 57, I probably saw 42 last year. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, that's what I'm saying. Like, they had to pay me what they had to pay me, or I was gonna just stay at AT&T and suffer for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't mind mentioning them now. Fuck niggas.
I got the.
They cut your phone off.
I done paid 2 months' bills. Like, they better leave me. They cut my shit off. I go kick everything down in that motherfucker. You hear me? Yeah. Nah.
But
work life crazy.
They
now.
Need to. Everybody should be getting their normal wage and COVID pay right now.
No shit.
And COVID pay.
No bullshit, bro.
Because life crazy right
because
now.
Because
niggas ain't get a goddamn thing for working through the thick of it.
Oh, I got a COVID bonus and it was $8. Oh, they came out to $8 on my check.
What do you mean? Like,
so if you worked a certain amount of time,
they gave you $15.
They gave you a certain amount of money. I seen $8 on my check.
What was it, a dollar per extra month you had to work?
I don't even know. I ain't look at it. I just know my check. It was like your COVID bonus was going there. I said my check is only $8 more. So
they taxed the fuck out of that little $30.
So, yeah, but it needs to go to your hourly rate. Whatever the COVID bonus is.
When COVID first started, AT&T was paying me an extra $2 an hour.
Yeah, our full-timers were getting $2 an hour, and the part-timers were getting $1.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what happened to it. But,
yeah.
Close the country.
I mean, I'm grateful because I didn't lose my job during COVID, but I definitely took a pay cut working.
Because you didn't have to work as much, right?
Well,
because a lot of your shit is overtime.
When I was a writer. a lot of it. Yeah, but it was overtime, but because how they pay you is, let's say when I was a writer making. When I was making $72,000 a year, mm-hmm. right? It was still, even though it was $72,000 a year, it's still based on working 45 hours a week. So they already calculate the overtime.
Into that.
You see what I'm saying? So once COVID hit and they scale our hours back to, you know, instead of 45 hours, 35 hours, you know what I mean? Like, some niggas was, like, off every Friday. Some niggas was off every Tuesday just to cut the extra hours out. I mean, you felt that.
But y'all so grateful because
I didn't lose my job. And, right. You know, based on what my hourly rate was, 35 hours a week still was pretty decent. You know what I mean? Yeah,
I don't know. That unemployment pay probably would have hit different. Yeah,
you wouldn't have to work, no stress, and you're making a decent little chunk of change.
I know some motherfuckers are making like $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
On
tax.
$900 a week.
Plus their little I'm saying they were making, I know some people were making 900 plus.
Plus stimulus, plus a little child tax.
Yeah. You know, some of
you can still work under, as long as you work under 20, you get unemployment. So I had a lady, she was off from a hotel getting $900 a week and working at where I work at for, like, she was working 19 hours a week. Even.
Yeah. She taking her family to Texas Roadhouse. She going on
trips to Cancun.
Yeah.
I still don't see how people do it.
The unemployed people take the best vacations.
You know what's crazy? But, like, you see what happened to Derek? That house full of COVID. House full of COVID. Going places.
Shout out to D Black.
Yeah, he on quarantine, which is why we've been gone for a little while.
Yeah.
Little dirty bitch. Wash your motherfucking hands. Did they go on Twitter that day talking about some these niggas don't wash their hands? Nah, but like,
shout out to Rod though.
Yeah. Rod got a whole event next week in Wilson.
Do he? Yeah, but I can see COVID now.
Can't wait.
They look masked up at the events.
They about to,
like, they just pulled their masks down to take pics. Like,
you're watching ball is life.
Yeah.
Oh, he hoop state.
Nah, they hoop state. They completely branched out from ball is life. Ball is life on caffeine though.
Everybody on caffeine. We probably go on caffeine.
Yeah, they got a spades tournament up there now.
They do.
Huh?
Oh yeah?
Yeah, but like famous spades.
Y'all famous.
You can't get in.
No, until we get famous, yeah.
Y'all famous?
Where? I wish I were famous. I ain't Arlington yet. Arlington, that's what's the next topic? Let's talk about power, bro. Nah, let's leave that last. Can we talk about work? Let's talk about AB.
I don't never do shit. That
nigga, like, nigga showed his text message and said, "Hey, AB, it's BA." It took me a second to get it. Yeah, like, BA. BA, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, my thing is, why they just now texting each other?
Yeah.
It's week 16, goddammit. Like, that shit was weird to me.
He took all his stuff off and just threw it in the crowd. Peace.
My thing is, hey, your ankle hurt, but you ran. You ran out.
Nigga said people was trying to say, you know, clearly AB got mental issues. Nigga said, ain't no fucking mental issues. I was saying, fuck him. You know what I mean? Like, I was done with their ass. Fuck him. He knew he was fired.
Yeah, he knew the consequences.
He knew he was fired.
I honestly don't think he realized there was another game left in the season.
No, he did. It was week 17.
It was week 17.
Because, like, technically, it's usually week 17.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you don't think he realized it was the last, there was one more game?
My thing is, like, bro, he only had to get, like, 8 catches, 56 yards.
One more touchdown.
And one more touchdown.
Yeah.
He had 2 games to do it.
And he just was like, nah.
The same man
that showed up with a fake vaccine card.
But I'm saying, like, the stats he needed, it's some regular niggas getting that. Like, awesome. You know what I mean? Like,
and they said that the coaches came in there. Be like, yo, what you got left for your incentive? And they
Byron
like,
Leftwich.
Yeah, like, they said, like, yo, we gonna get you. We gonna get you. And everybody got it.
Yeah.
And this nigga quit.
Right. Like, they did that the year before. Like, cause it was Shady McCoy. I think he was on the I Am Athlete podcast. Yeah. I need to start watching that. But, like, he said the year before, Byron Leftwich would come in and be like, who got incentives? Like, oh, you got this. All right, bet. We gonna make sure.
Is I Am Athlete, didn't they break up?
I think so. Who y'all think did it? I feel like it was B. Marshall. He just looked like that most.
Hey, I think so.
Yeah.
I think they were saying there was something with him.
I believe it. Like, because
too much.
Because honestly, he the
least favorite
easily.
Shout out to me.
Yeah, like, let's be real.
He had the most issues too, like throughout his career and shit.
Yeah, he was a problem.
Yeah,
though.
He was.
Like, everybody on that podcast was really good. Like, you know what I mean? Except for Lou Young. Like, no offense. He funny, though. I fucks with him. Like, he might be my new favorite nigga on Instagram right now.
Is he?
But, yeah, between him and... Well, Drewski, like, you know, he top notch.
Lou Young is funny.
Yeah, he's like
funny
real.
As shit.
Like, when he do Zeke, like, it's real funny.
It's because,
like,
they also favor a little bit, too.
Yeah, they do, yeah. But, like, AB's a... I, like I said, like, and I say this, like, with no disrespect, I can't wait for him to die. Because that's the only way they can tell if you get CTE. I want to know the findings.
What the fuck? there was no good way to say that.
But do you get what I'm saying?
Now? I understand what you're trying to say.
I want to know if he got CTE.
Always 5 o'clock good for killing people anyway.
No, because I felt the same way about Aaron Hernandez, and I was right. You know what I mean? Like, Aaron Hernandez, I was like, I want to know what the fuck going on in Cuz's head. And I was right.
They said fucked up.
They said Cuz had some of the worst CTE they ever seen.
That's because
they need to figure out a way to be able to detect that shit with niggas alive.
But they,
so they can try to fix it.
You can't go into their brain.
Dig up their brain like that.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like,
Elon Musk could figure it out.
Right. So, like with AB, it's just weird because, come to find out, you try to believe him. So, of course, he ran off. They try to say, oh, he wild out. He left. Then he said, nah, nigga, I was hurt. I told him I was hurt. I didn't feel like I could play. And they fired me. But then you got the OnlyFans bitch that said, nah, he was fucking me the night before. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And I ain't talking about a regular old, this bitch licked the toilet. Yeah, y'all ain't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, so she's a disgusting human being, but she came out and said, she nasty. You hear me? But she said, she of course posted the text, AB brought in the hotel, with that, they're not supposed to bring people to their hotels and shit. So, of course, that. And then his actions don't. He's supposed to have ankle surgery because his ankle really hurt. But you hanging out with Kanye doing songs. You hanging out with Kanye, Floyd Mayweather, Madonna. You know what I mean? This doesn't constitute behavior of somebody that's been wrong. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I get you.
I be wanting to be on his side, but he always disappoint me. Always. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when I seen a nigga in a suit jacket and some sweatpants do a sprint out of the damn courthouse, I said, this it. Yeah. I was surprised he got picked up after that.
Because
he's good.
He's one of the most talented wide receivers I've ever seen.
He's good, man.
For somebody that's 5'10", 180 pounds, for him to do what he... Niggas don't realize he was the best wide receiver in the league at one point.
Him and Josh Gordon just can't get it together.
Josh Gordon, he need to give up. I hate to say it. And Josh Gordon, at one that one year he had before he really went off the rails, he was...
A problem.
He led the league in receiving in 14 games.
Mm-hmm.
AB had, 6, 1,500-yard years in a row?
Yeah.
You think that was Big Ben, though?
I think it was. Because, nobody was good after Antonio left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Juju sucked. Big Ben sucked. You know what I'm saying? To me, it was AB.
Mm-hmm.
AB made, I know it looks weird, but it's true.
He drop kicked the punter.
I was watching that game live when he did that shit. That's what I'm saying.
Hurdles and kicks him, man.
AB been on bullshit for a while. But honestly, he ain't been right since he took that hit from Burfict.
Yeah.
We was watching that game on a Saturday. He got lit.
Yo, Burfict was rocking everybody, though. He probably responsible for about 11
K. He himself probably got CTE.
Yeah, easily. Because he couldn't get right either. Mm-hmm. No matter what he did, you know what I mean? He... Personal foul. But yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. It's
shout out to AB, man. Get it right.
You heard his song?
No.
Next time.
No, I'm just asking.
He
like,
on the track with Kanye.
AB been doing music, though.
Yeah, he been doing music. But I'm just saying, now he linking with... I know Kanye probably in his ear, I'm going to make you a star. Just how he was with Soulja Boy, that was so fire and left him off the island. Now he done pissed Soulja Boy off to say, hey,
so, was Roddy Rich on Donda?
Yeah.
What song?
Pure Souls.
Okay.
That song's amazing, too.
Okay.
You never heard it?
No, I mean, I'm sure I did. I just couldn't remember. But I was listening. I was listening to one of Roddy's songs on the way here. And he was like, I was in Chicago with Ye doing Donda.
Yeah.
And so I thought about it for a second. What song was he in?
It's towards the end of the album. But it's actually one of my favorite songs on the album.
Okay.
Yeah. 2022 has actually been a good year for music so far, and it's only been 3 weeks.
Two weeks. Kodak Black on top of the.
Nah.
Not gonna do Kodak Black leading the pack this year, bro. I'm sorry. No, he's not. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
January 4th.
Nah, like, yeah, it's J5.
Nah, I'm telling you, like, Gunna done put some shit out. Roddy done put some shit out. Like,
but still, though, I mean, Kodak's shit he dropping one by one, just tearing up the music platforms.
Yeah. I'm good on Kodak. Like here and there, I like his music, but like he got Brain put out a high album in a long time.
He ain't know what monogamous meant, right?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I was on the phone with a kid. Nah, it'd be funny. Like, I hope his rap career like really take off. I feel like he kind of broke.
He said he got money. He was on another little podcast that I watched a little clip of where the shit he was talking about. Because, you know, Tom Brady did a little interview, and he was like, you know, my heart goes out to AB, man. Just, you know, hate that he can't be with us anymore. But, you know, everybody needs to empathize with him and shit like that. And he got on the podcast. It was like pretty much like, fuck Tom Brady. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that nigga ain't doing it by himself.
Right.
Like, everybody out here acting like Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady need niggas. Like,
nah, for real.
Fuck him. Like, he.
Every time he's won, he's had a squad.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, y'all remember them last couple years in fucking New England? Them niggas, he was throwing to us.
For real though, all he need is Gronk. Give him Gronk and a decent running back, and he'll make something happen.
And a
good O line, he'll make something happen.
He need a good O line, really. Yeah. Nah, because honestly, if you think about it, like last year when they won the championship, like. This nigga had 3 all-pro wide receivers, an all-pro tight end, mm-hmm. a first-round tight end that's this backup to the Hall of Fame tight end.
Bro, I'm watching Gronk was on a podcast, and you remember when Gronk told everybody he was retired?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was kind of sad. Like, you know, Gronk was like, hey, man, my body can't take it no more. And Nick got on the podcast and was like, I didn't want to retire. I forgot what team he was about to get traded. Yeah, he said, I was about to get traded to the Lions. And I said, fuck, man, I'm going to tell everybody I'm out. Like, yeah. But he said, deep down, I'm still like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, he was only like 30, I think.
Yeah, nigga was like, they said they're going to trade me to the Lions. I was like, yeah, I'm done. Like I'm done with football.
All the time.
Bro, and the nigga was on the podcast just weak as hell. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, I was good. I was great.
Now, you got to think about it, bro. Cause that's how Belichick does. He like if it's like right before he think you about to like give out,
you out.
Mm-hmm. And that's where where Randy Moss started falling off. He's like, yep, it's that time
to go.
Mm-hmm. Gronk, he was like, he's 29. He didn't gave us 3 championships, but he's taking a lot of hits. I think it's time.
Keep getting hurt. Yeah.
Let's see what we can get for him. He was like, you know what? I think Tampa Bay gave him a 4th round pick for him or some shit. Cause once he came out of retirement, they. Had his rights, so they traded him again. So, but yeah, that's I get it. Shit.
You sending me where? Yeah, I don't do this.
Detroit?
The worst franchise
in the league.
That's about as bad as Tristan Thompson telling the bitch, like, look, if you have the kid, I'm going to retire.
I will retire.
And then when you take me to court for child support, I'm not going to have an income, right. So you can't get shit.
You're like about as bad. Like, nah, I agree. Like, I get it. Like, Detroit. They ran Calvin Johnson in the ground, Matthew Stafford,
Barry Sanders. It's been forever,
nigga. They are the worst. I feel like they're top 3 worst franchises in the NFL. Them, the Washington football team,
Commanders.
Are they ever gonna have like a new mascot?
I thought it was the Washington Commanders.
I think that's like what they leaking it to be. Yeah, I think everybody that has
the stupidest name ever.
Oh God.
Well, like a lot of the teams that have like. Native American mascots.
Ain't that who Lance and that fat nigga from Fayetteville play for? never mind. That's Commandos. I'm sorry.
Even worse.
that's Commandos. Yeah. Now, Will, my boy. What up, Will?
Shout out to Twin.
Boy, fuck you.
Will say like this.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a bad, I about to say bad box, but that came out weird. his hair. His hair. Will my dog, though. That's my boy.
Ambiguous.
That's the fattest nigga I know with the most cardigans. That nigga wear cardigans everywhere.
Man, well, that's probably the only thing he can stretch over.
He's not very big. He's just short and big. Right. Like more Ray.
You realize all fat niggas got the same shaved head. Your head shaped like Maury's.
No, ain't no way, boy.
Your shit almost like a hammerhead shark.
No. I got a normal nigga head.
Nah. You posted a video the other day talking about taking your Christmas lights, and I said, God damn. I said, boy.
It was the angle.
Now, your hairline getting pushed back. You need to stop going to brush so often.
Why?
No, because your shit moving back.
I mean, I'm getting old, man. I'll be 30 this year, bro. Come on, man. Hey, me and Leroy were frying your ass last week, too. I ain't even going to hold you. Yeah, we were talking about, what people be doing. Like, you know, they got something called high frequency that'll help hair growth. He said, why you don't tell MJ to go get that? He said, nigga be coming in here like, I can fix that shit.
Leroy, you lost the cut.
Hey.
He can't speak. Yeah. He's probably saying, fuck your funky ass $20.
Yeah, bro, like, your shit probably get, you know, most niggas, when they go to the barbershop, after they get a little temp fade, they just gonna put the one on the clipper and like even everything out. He said once he get to that spot, he gotta go down to the 0.5, then take it back up to the one. Like, yo, he need to charge you about 40.
It's time to go bald, bro.
What I said. Yeah. I've been told you.
You got the beard, so you can do it.
I think his head just.
Now it's like.
Little.
You said it a lot.
Your head little.
You gotta plant his head. Plant his Mr. Peanut. I can see you now with your little cane and shit.
Like, that shit thin and bad.
You're right.
Who worries, him or Tony?
Tony, because he's younger than me.
Yeah, true. Cause he got
well, you got to think, though. Tony got forced bald at one point in his life. You know what I mean? So
that shit
accelerated.
And it should go back thicker. He got waxed.
Do men get their head waxed?
Head waxed?
Yeah.
I don't feel like.
I feel like it'll be cleaner.
Probably, but he's probably so hard to wax his
head. I'm a ass Lance.
But now,
bro, Lance been bald for 18 years and he's 29.
Lance older, man. They don't fucking wear their hair. I met Lance bald, but I didn't. Well, that shit crazy. I guess when Lance was online, he had hair. That shit was weird. Lance easy 35. He's
been bald since he was 11.
He the same age as you.
Hell no, ain't no fucking way.
Nah, he your age, bro. Like, he's.
Now, cuz graduated high school in like 05, bro.
No.
No bullshit. 05, no, 06.
I want to say Lance it went to. Bro, I want to. Yeah, I want to say Lance went to Fayetteville in like 07.
Okay, so me and him might be the same.
Yeah,
y'all
same thing.
Yeah, Lance went to Fayetteville. I want to say his first year. He played football out there his first year, 07.
Yeah, because me and him got the Liz at the same time. Mm-hmm. But that was technically. I post-graduated at 07. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we might be the same age. But either way, cuz been bald as long as I don't. And male pattern baldness is a. It's the thing, because everybody I've been running into lately, I look like, goddamn, they thinning. Like, you.
Life, man.
A lot of people we went to school with. But we also, got to realize, we in our 30s.
Except for Chad.
But I'm saying, most of us. Like, he's,
he running up on 30.
Now, he built 30. You know what I mean? He built 36. Like, you know what I mean?
36.
Back
up, top 36.
Right, what? Yeah, say cock. You a weird boy.
Sound like a white lady, and I went to, what was I at? Starbucks. Older white lady in there with her husband, and I'm in line, and I, placed my order, and I'm waiting. And she looked at me, and little old lady, a little purse in there, and she looked at me, and she said, does your hat say cock? Bill, look at it. You know what I mean? Look at his hat, Bill. Right. And he like he didn't find it amusing at all. Like he's like, shut the fuck up talking to me.
Because he knows it's a bigger cock over there.
Yeah.
I can see you now.
No, I like, that's the only cuckold reason I bought the hat, though, because it said cock.
See, you got a cuckold.
No.
He's just in there watching.
Not my style. Boy, I shoot.
With his dick out.
Good possibility his dick bigger than mine. Like, I don't like my odds. You know what I mean? Not going to happen.
Yeah,
that, that's what y'all do. Y'all white folk. Y'all white couples do.
I'm white waist down.
So, like, I just feel like
black,
one day
I'm black up here.
One day you'll text MJ, ask him, can you borrow him for? I'll borrow you for 15 minutes.
Nah, that like, bro, it's crazy. It's like
that's a real thing, though.
No, like, no, bro. I see a lot of like poly. It's a lot of poly relationships now. It's a lot of poly people now.
It's becoming more accepted, I guess.
I guess, and I think it's just crazy. Like it's really some wild shit. Like I said, it also might be because we're just getting older. We're seeing it more.
It's possible.
Yeah. Well, also, our generation different too.
Because my thing is, like, let's say I were to consider a polyamorous or like whatever the fuck the shit's called.
Yeah. Polypocket.
Right. One, it's not gonna be another nigga. I can go ahead and tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then two, the one I got stresses me enough. And you're asking me to deal with a second one?
Yeah.
No. Ain't no way. Can't happen.
I met a woman.
Ain't no way.
It was a while ago. Her and her partner, they're in a poly relationship. He got two other girlfriends. And then she also had another boyfriend too. And I was just like, y'all, that just seems stressful.
I mean, it just seems like STDs is what that sounds like.
Yeah, it seems STD-ish and it sounds stressed-ish. Cool. Right, no, I know, like, not like, I know, it's in one chair. Yeah. But not like, it's really, you keep it up with names.
Birthdays.
I thought I had a date with this person, but it's really that person. Yeah.
This is what you like. This is what you don't.
You're going to have to, like, schedule it in your Palm Pilot. You know what I mean? Like, you.
Who are you again?
Yeah. Oh. No cap. Like, I don't like being around people enough to have more than one relationship. Like, I like being here by myself. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, for me to want to have two bitches.
Not for real.
Like, and I ain't, let's be real, like, not a lot of women are going to go for that.
And you know what the crazy thing is? You know what the crazy thing is? Like, when Jelena got plans, like, she's going out of town, going to see her mama, like, I be wanting to know. And, like, she be looking at me weird, like, why you want to know so bad? Like, you trying to set something up? No, I'm trying to make sure I clear everything off my schedule so I can be in this motherfucker alone.
Dick out.
I can enjoy the tranquility and
your shit hit and like the, that.
Bro, and the quietness. Like I need to know so I can make sure during that time I know that I'll be able to just stay home and not do a goddamn thing.
That's what I exactly. Like it's not me trying to set nothing up.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean trying to tell her.
I don't wanna fucking hear from you for 2 days. I
be trying to tell her. Like I plan shit in the house, all right? I'll be able to fuck with the garage today. I wanted to do this. I wanted to organize my shoes in the closet. Like, you ain't going to be here bugging the shit out of me. You know what I mean? Like, in my way. I get to chill, watch what I want, eat what I want, jack where I want. Like, it's...
That's the most important part.
Bro, when she's gone...
Jacking in the living room?
Yeah, when she gone, I'm two plus a day. Like, when she ain't there, I'm two plus a day. Bathroom door open. You know what I mean? Like, I volume maxed. Like, I ain't got to have my headphones in with the door locked when she at home. And I'm trying to squeeze one out. Like,
hey, you jack off with your lady at home?
Yeah, with the vent on and the shower running.
She wondering why her water
bill. Hey, look. Hey, goddamn it. I got to.
Like, no.
Because it'd be like, bro, I be at work.
What site you use?
XNXX or Pornhub. I just look at like the best stuff. Huh? I do. Everyone, when I want to see a celebrity.
Like, and Tasty Blacks has gotten better.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to check that out. But that's my thing. Like, I be at work, right? And I be thinking in my head, I'm trying to bust a nut when I get home tonight. But then when I get home, I'm so tired. And it's just easy for me to just rub it out. Honestly, just put some work in. You know what I mean?
Like, the first thing I have to do when I get home is jack off, bro. It is. It's like the whole day I can't do it. The whole day I'm thinking about some shit.
But that's how I be though, because I be wanting some. Nah. And she said she's heard me before, and I said, "What did you hear?" She said, "You were breathing."
I thought she heard
it. She said she just leave me alone.
I thought she heard it.
Nah, I'm fine with mine.
You got outside the pants.
Nah, I don't wanna get too explicit, but here's the benefit of having extra skin.
Never mind. I get it. Like, so
shit, soundproof.
Honestly, like, I might spend the weekend with my lady and come home and
jack off.
And I probably fuck before I left. Uh-huh. And still come home and had to bust a nut.
That's the thing though, man. Like, it's just easier to jack off, get the nut. One, it'll be quicker. Two, like, it don't take that much energy.
You ain't got to worry about pleasing her all the way through.
Well, I ain't worried about that. Yeah.
You be worried about that. You worry about pleasing your lady.
I do.
Hey, it's on you. It's on you. It's on you to get your.
Like I said, that's why I eat pussy so well, because I know the dick ain't going to do it. I explained that
to somebody the other day. Like the dick ain't going to do
it. I mean, it might sometimes, but a lot of times it's not.
Explain that.
I honestly, if I get past 3 minutes nowadays, like, it's an accomplishment. And a lot of times, past that 3 minutes, it's gonna die. Come back to life. It's good. Like, you gotta kiss me. You gotta give me a kiss real quick. Yeah. Now, am I lying though? Like,
I don't know why women get offended when you say, "Help me get up."
Like, they've been real offended about that. Like, the last 6 months. Like,
help me get up.
Do you want it? Do you want it?
I need a little foreplay. I mean, bro said, I'm cool with getting my titties sucked. That's fine.
Hey, you ever had your nipples sucked? Yeah, that shit lit. Yeah,
I just feel like MJ got a big areola.
you got to chill. See what I'm saying? You non-body.
I know you don't. The reason I say that is because your titties shake like a pizza slice.
Not for real. Because I have hidden but stout pectoral muscles.
So,
okay.
What's going on in the NBA?
Fuck you. Yeah.
But now, somebody, Moneybag was talking about. Yeah. Cause like my women. Thing is, women. There was a video. It was like, dude was like, "How long you expect your man to last?" And first chick was like 15, 20 minutes. Second chick was like 30 minutes. Third chick was like 45 minutes. I'm just like, in what world?
Yeah, like,
I haven't lasted more than 20.
Granted, I went back and watched the video and realized like most of these chicks he was talking to had to be 18 to 20.
Yeah, range. Yeah, maybe 22 at the most.
Yeah,
but as I'm saying, like, I haven't went that long since about. That age.
And that's my thing. Even when I was 18 to 20, I still only had 7. So,
because like my thing, because you're trying to fuck hard,
and I could do the only difference is I could give you a round 2 of another 7.
Right.
Okay. Now it's one round of 7.
That's it.
Okay. Like, one and done.
But I'm also giving. It's a lot more than that now. Like, pussy getting ate better. We cuddling.
Yeah.
I might even give you a back rub.
Tongue your ass.
Yeah, like, I'm looking in your eyes. A little bit of that.
But it's just going to be only 7 minutes of dick. Just understand that. There's going to be other things. And that's what I was trying to explain. Like, when I say the thunder of 7 or the 7 minutes of thunder, like, I'm not saying, like, from start to finish of the whole sexual experience, it's going to be 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's what they think.
That's a misunderstanding. Okay? Like,
What's the truth?
The truth is, I'm gonna eat that poison for 10.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
I 10. I might dabble in the ass for another 5 to 6 to 10.
Yeah.
You know, I want the little string being licked for 10.
Facts.
And then I'm gonna give you 7 minutes of that.
And I want to watch you do it. Like, don't try to side.
So
me.
You know, it's still gonna be a good 35 minute experience.
Yeah. Bitches don't want to foreplay no more.
Justin, what consists of foreplay for you?
It's a whole lot. Like, tell me I'm special.
I'm just waiting for him to say it with him. Well, like, I could tell you. I could answer that for Justin.
Ain't a lingus.
Peg him.
You getting big.
Yeah. Justin likes ass play, I've been told.
Who told you that?
What's her name? I can't.
You gotta make some shit up. Ain't nobody putting nothing in my ass.
Except for a tongue.
Except for what?
A tongue.
I thought you said his tongue. I said, I'd beat your ass on camera.
He ain't tell me that.
Man, I ain't gonna tell you what I heard about you and the sickness.
It's cool.
Yeah, you and the dude that used to be in charge of Pep Squad.
He from Justin Hood.
Man, y'all chill.
He's a good dude. I mean, him and MJ got similar interests. But
we got one more topic, man. Power been getting real spicy.
Only one.
Yeah.
We talking about Coke.
Nah, I looked at the time.
He's gonna be talking about Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coke.
Go ahead. Well, Power been getting spicy. And I like it because...
Top of the list. Yes.
Why?
This bitch is going through it.
Yeah, bitch ain't even been in the last three episodes. Good. Like, visually.
That's why she need to go.
Nah, it's
not. She's an integral piece of the puzzle here.
So you think so?
Yeah.
So was Raina.
Well, because the thing is, like, with all the bullshit going on, like, one of his number one priorities is... Being able to get Yaz out of the system. So, like, she, you know, like, secondarily plays an important role.
Now I feel what you
even mean. Though she ain't, like, you know, actually in the episode, you know.
It's like when Ghost was like, nobody can stop me. It was like,
yeah.
I really wish, you've been seeing, like, the people, like, with their opinions and stuff. I hope Mecca ain't Ghost's brother. You seen that one?
Somebody told me that, and I was like,
"That'd be the stupidest thing ever."
But I don't get why. What the fuck? That would have anything to do with it.
All right, can we rank? Tariq Hose. Mm-hmm. It's three of them: Diana,
who you got?
DMX goddaughter, and the little bisexual bitch.
who DMX guard?
Yeah, Lauren.
Is she really?
Yeah, because you remember from he was in it with her with what movie was that with DMX?
Toy Story.
What are you talking?
That's his
talking about Shawty from Everybody Hates Chris, right?
Yeah,
Lauren.
He was in a little movie with her and shit when she was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And that's
who you got ranked first?
Lauren.
Okay. Who you got second?
Effie.
Okay. You got the same ranking.
Then Diana. Mm-hmm. But in
Diana, not a slouch.
No.
If that was a take one for the team, that's the best take one for the team.
She is not a take one for the team.
That's what I'm saying. Like if she was here and I had to take one for the team, I would be happy.
And I feel bad because like.
Somebody said she like Shirley Caesar.
I feel bad because I like darker skinned women. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
The other two just real tough, though.
Their energy is fire.
Even like
I think I got Effie one.
That's the thing.
You got Lauren too?
And I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
So I'm gonna tell you at flip flop when what's the face had the ponytail last week.
Who?
What's the girl name?
Lauren.
When she had the ponytail, she was fire with the ponytail. Other than that, I got Diana.
You know what really though? Like what really does it with me?
Mary J. Blige up.
Hey, look, she look fire.
Professor tough too.
Professor real tough. Yeah.
Mary J. Blige. I hate to say it, but she all
right. Yeah, when she was at her little party the other day, like going crazy.
Mary, she just turned 51. She can get scraped.
Yeah, no cap. Like
man, Mary can get scraped. She just turned Latin.
I like the ghetto broad too in the class.
Like and Keisha.
Yeah,
she just got proposed to too.
Really, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
She a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nah, like you know, like that's what she. That's her main shit. Mm-hmm. I don't like her in the show no more though. Cause she, I don't like how she went to Tariq this last episode when they was talking about like how like you know what I mean. You thought she would have had his back,
not the
little Indian boy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But now like real shit, Lauren lips do it for me.
Yeah,
that's what do it for me. Like it's Lauren lips.
The soup cooler.
And she got like lips. Like,
Effie's just gangsta.
Even though
Effie cute.
And the fact that
she's sexually liberated.
Yeah, and the fact that she, like, bro, got out of jail. Drugs. She can't look up like, you know, you good, you know, mm-hmm. like on some gangster shit. Then gave him that pussy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fire.
You know what I mean? Like, that's yeah.
fire. I want to get locked up and see what, and see what happens.
Yeah, I never come to see you do it. They're going to beat your ass.
In more ways than one.
Hey, go ahead.
What's crazy is if it's him and Garnett, I ain't getting in the car.
You know what I'm doing? Justin on the way. it's a real shit though. Like, Powell, I say this all the time. Like, the person, whoever wrote the first season is not, can't be the same motherfucker writing season two.
I ain't like
Is it the black woman that's writing all these? It's
I think she should be. She write them? Or she
she's the writer. She's
the writer.
Wow.
Because remember, she used to do the Power tooth. Confidential shit. Like, she would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She got a new tooth or something? You know, she got a side tooth missing. Like, for real. 2-Bit need to come back, too.
2-Bit? Yeah. I feel like he is.
Like, I feel like because somebody, because he mentioned him on the last episode.
Tariq might need him.
He got to kill Kane.
He got to kill Kane.
That's like, you know what I mean?
But if he killed Kane, though, Mary J. going to already know what's up.
But Kane, how is that going to get Mary played? J. okay with Kane dying. Because she told Tariq one time, you're going to have to do what you got to do.
Nigga said, I'm your son. She said, but you a soldier.
He said, am I a soldier or am I a soldier? You're both.
Kind of mother are you?
Like, but now.
Quit crying.
I love how, like, Kane thought he had his dad about it. That's his dad was like, boy, fuck you. Yeah. Like, he's like, I'm the plug. He was like, nigga, you know how I kill you, right? Like,
when this blow up in your face, you better keep that same energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who you got in the fight between the two niggas that look alike?
They the same nigga.
To my Vin Diesel and Vin Diesel
Jr. I feel like the other nigga a problem.
To my,
Mecca. Daddy.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I feel like they the same nigga. They just black. Why is
he practicing outside? Like he ain't a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And little gay buddy, you need to chill, like, bro.
Which
you're
one,
not,
the basketball player?
Yeah, like,
black dude, dark skinned dude.
Yeah, like, you're not going to.
There he said he averaged 1.6 points a game come out. I need to get ready for the draft.
Yeah, he said, nah, Zeke's out. I'm going to be second round at best. Hey, nigga, I ain't never seen y'all hoop.
Never.
And the one time they showed Zeke hooping, he didn't look good, and then you weren't throwing no alleys or nothing. Because you got to be a point guard. You're 5'8".
Yeah.
And gay.
My cousin's riding you. Literally, like, that shit weird. Like why? Like, I'm not against homosexuals. I was like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, turn it in, yeah, bro. I mean, don't care what you think.
Whatever movie you watch, just understand there's going to be a gay scene. That's just.
Yeah.
But, and that's the part I don't get. Like, why do they feel like in order for us to, like, as a country, like, you know, accept the community, they gotta, like, put it in our face in that manner.
I don't think that's the case. I think they feel like to get the gay people to watch it, they have to put that in there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because if they don't put that in there, that's one, like, you're Dave Chappelle now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Because you gotta think about it, like, a lot of people gonna stop watching Dave Chappelle, even though he probably ain't gonna have nothing.
Yeah, he'll give fuck. Like, if he never did another stand-up show in his life,
he'll be all right.
He's fine.
No, he is fine. He got paid $60 million to do this shit. And, like, that last one, like, that's why Netflix won't take it down. It ain't got nothing to do with them standing up for Dave Chappelle.
They need an ROI.
Yeah,
they need that money back.
Yeah, exactly. It ain't got nothing to do with Dave Chappelle. It's the fact that they put $60 million in it.
Speaking of which, do you see Netflix go up on their prices effective immediately? Mm-hmm. Like, it was either yesterday or today. Like they added $2 to everybody's shit just about.
Shout out to the account I'm using, whoever you are. On my TV and phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's wild out here.
Be like that.
It's real spooky out here. Like,
Power.
But the real on Power, the professor's the number one bitch they got.
Nah, she gotta die. That's for sure. I don't know why he asked me to die.
Huh?
Or Tate brother.
Tate brother. He just doing his job. That's why I never had a problem with Sax, because Sax was only doing his job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The same thing.
But Sax also, like,
he had a vendetta. That's when it got a little problem.
He finna fuck shit up right now because he's starting to know a little bit too much.
But he about to fuck both sides. He about to fuck his side up and the other side up. Because he know too much to help himself and to hurt Method Man. You know what I mean? So, I don't know how this shit gonna work.
I can. Method Man can go too.
I feel like what he's about to do is some shit that's gonna put him back in the DA's office.
To replace his... Mm-hmm. And that's his bitch.
Mm-hmm. But remember, he walked up on a conversation she was having, overhearing some shit, and he was like, yeah, I gotta go do some shit.
He gonna flip her.
Lauren.
Yeah, he gonna flip
her. Because Lauren know a lot, too. Mm-hmm. Look, once... Because Tariq is Ghost's son.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say that is because they fucked themselves over by not telling information, thinking they're better off not telling people because it'll save them.
I always knew you'd be here, little nigga.
That's the funniest thing I've
ever seen. I wish they would have got
it's
him
so
to
dramatic
read.
When he burnt the letter
in
the house.
Yeah, like,
really? On the couch. Yeah. Like, come on, what is that?
In a wastebasket that, like, it got holes on the side of it.
That's how you know he that nigga, though. He at the girl house after he told her he ain't want to fool with her no more. My crib.
Didn't he sign a lease?
With her.
Mm-hmm.
He told her, you can have these fucking keys. Cause
and then she showed up at the house.
Yeah, she was on, it was some bullshit.
But she's obviously, because she's not from that life, ignorant. That life. So, yeah. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he would have told her what's going on, if he would have told Brayden what was going on, mm-hmm. he won't have to deal with it.
Brayden might die, too.
He gonna die. I hope so.
And they found his mama. Remember, Sax knows she's in New Mexico.
And that's they holding back. They holding back information.
They trying to just milk him for as much money as possible.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of why I don't like Method Man. He shiesty.
He good, but he shiesty.
Yeah, he very shiesty. He said he owed Lloyd $2 million. Like, god damn. That's why Method Man, like, I go post his bail shit.
Yeah,
I know he can pay me because he didn't pay me for all this other shit when 3LW had a little case. Like, yeah. She gonna show up back on the last episode like she did on the first season. Like, but Tommy come back in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. February 4th.
Yeah, 2 weeks after that we get Franklin, and then a month after that we get Paperboy and.
Yeah, Kobe can stay. I'd be in the half.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit to watch in the first quarter. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like, and all of them going to run together. So, like, my whole end of the weekend going to be like...
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, don't even talk to me, bitch.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's it? That's all we got?
New year.
Same new year. New year, new ignorance, man.
New year, new ignorance.
That's the motto.
We trying to be more consistent. COVID is not only impacting y'all workplaces, it's impacting us too. Like I said, we had to take the week off because niggas got... One nigga got COVID, another nigga was exposed to 14 different cases at work. So we just wanted to play it safe. So mask up. Wash your fucking hands.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, CDC put out a statement... saying that it was okay to swing a niggas that cough without covering their goddamn mouth.
I think I won't.
Never mind.
The cure for COVID is Waffle House and ginger ale.
Wait, what? Is it an all-star special?
All-star.
What kind of waffle?
Whatever.
I just feel like you eat the waffle with the nuts on it.
You eat everything in there.
Yeah. I don't.
I seen him order a T-bone at Waffle.
Never seen me order a steak from no goddamn Waffle.
That's a bad motherfucker.
You laugh.
Between a pancake.
You laugh.
That bitch picked it up like
that. That McGriddle.
Y'all laugh.
That bitch picked. He got a T-bone at Waffle. I said, this bitch is a bold bitch.
You lie a lot.
I know what your women go through. A lot. They go through a lot. Anyway, y'all have a good year. Let's be prosperous, people.
Yeah, Justin got on a Russian Mafia tracksuit in here.
I can see me.
Only thing, though, Russians wear Adidas.
Yeah.
Only thing he need is a white BMW In a gas station.
And the sneakers got to be white. They got to be white, you know, Monarchs.
Oh, no, you know what I'm about to get. I'm getting some Apple wine.
Got to. All right, good people. Y'all have a good, prosperous New Year. Stick to your resolutions.
And look, we know you shape bad. Just work hard. That's all I have.
Yeah, I'm enjoying y'all 10-year challenge.
I'm not.
Good night.